agenda?
Nope.
Okay, I'll close public comment. Do you wanna make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve water wastewater draft meeting minutes.
And I will second that, so that carries. Oh, wait, did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Updates, who's got that? Am I reading the wrong thing? I'm reading the minutes, I'm sorry. My bad. Presentations, mobile monitor, one page too far. That makes it very simple. You're on.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be here to give an update on the design contract that we have with the town of Discovery Bay. Very grateful to be working with you on this project. So on the next slide, I'll just briefly outline a couple of things that I was planning to go over today, which is mainly an update on the design contract. I brought a poster board here just to memorialize the current status and leave this with you all. And so I just wanted to give you an update on where we stand with that, and also to discuss the proposal that we provided for the modular building, and also the site work design progress. So on the next slide, just to give an update on the contract, and the design contract was broken into phases, and the first one was the programming phase, and the objective of that was just to ensure that we have a clear understanding of the town's needs for this building and to gather all the data from the town of Discovery Bay, as well as just the data on the site, in order to define the scope of the project. Then to create and submit our preliminary design application to Contra Costa County for review. And so under that phase, the programming phase, we have we have the geotechnical engineering, surveying, parking analysis, and like I said, the submittal to Contra Costa County, and all those things have been completed. And the deliverables were the floor plan, elevation and renderings, and the preliminary site plan, as well as the demolition sheet. And all of those things have been forwarded to the town. So those have all been completed, and we have already begun the activities in the next phases of the design. The next slide, please. So this is just to update on this is the current, roughly the current status, and just to point out, discuss the demolition plan. This isn't the demolition sheet that we have, but just to point out, we see the tree there that's to the right of this building. That tree is the only large tree that will have to be removed. The two trees that you see on the towards the top of the page, those two, and everything above that, that's all going to stay. Those shrubs around the bottom, those will obviously have to go. But just wanted to point that out. And there's also demolition of a shed that's currently on the site, and that's included in the proposal that we've sent over. So that's it for that slide. So as far as the design contract, here's on our preliminary site plan. Just wanted to highlight some of the items that were included in this. Secure parking for employees and the board members, as well as new additional public parking on the bottom right-hand corner that you see there of the plan. Mm-hmm. We've included three EV charging parking spaces, including the EV chargers, and we've been in contact with the county to see if, you know, there was a reading of the code that might call for a higher number of EV-ready spaces. We worked with them, and we have to provide 9 additional EV-ready spaces. So they don't have to have the chargers, but they do have to have the infrastructure.
They have to have the underground wire.
And the plumbing to it.
Yeah, and we have to have the new electrical service sized accordingly.
So to meet that requirement.
Yeah.
Isn't that special?
Yeah, so those will be in place, but they won't be restricted parking spaces, or they won't have the chargers in place.
Right.
And that was actually a reduction that the county was, you know, worked with us to get down to 9. So are intending to maximize as much as possible the use of existing hardscapes and landscaping that's currently in place, and maintain the public access to pool for the delivery trucks with new fencing on both sides of the gravel path. That's the roadway shown on the right side of the plan.
Yep.
So that's all now. It's a separate access road that's fenced on both sides, keeping it separate from the employee parking area. So there's a CMU wall that goes across the top of the building that's to provide sound and visual separation from the community pool area. You can kind of see that, and there's a gate in that on the far left side that allows access to go over to the pool area or to this building. And then, as directed, the landscaping plan is using Contra Costa County indigenous plants and trees to improve on the water consumption and, you know, meet with the town's goals there. So, like I said, the design review packet was submitted to Contra Costa County, and we've also provided a copy of that as well to the town.
Have they approved it yet?
No, they did assign a plan reviewer to check it. We should be hearing back from them in the next few days.
Okay.
But the approval process will probably be a couple more weeks before we hear back.
Pretty much.
Is it?
Yeah, pretty much. We just don't have the
source.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You've been involved in. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Josh. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Feel free to interrupt me with any questions.
No, it's just
as well.
We have so many conversations that you're not a part of, and I'm not, and I got to remember what conversation is the most current. I just want to make sure that things that Dina talked to me about, that she had talked to you about, and I didn't remember it this way, but it's whatever you guys decide is fine with me. If it looks close enough, anyway. I just get one of wondering if we're going to end up paving that area along the, or asphalting that road.
Well, the current plan was for gravel. Yeah.
It's only for the truck, right?
Yeah, right now it's just dirt. So, all right. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. I don't want to get too far in the weeds. Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries. The next slide, just to hit some highlights on the design that went into this, working with the town on making sure we met the goals. And so, so I just want to hit some highlights. We increased some of the office spaces in the break room, and that right side wall, we kind of evened that out. It improved the roof construction, and also made some of the spaces a little larger to fit the furniture that's going in there. We have sound masking included for the GM and AGM offices and the briefing room. The boardroom and dais has been increased slightly to allow seating for all members on the dais, and then also to allow for an operable partition to close off the dais from the boardroom in order to create a multi-purpose space. So that was an added thing that we did that we didn't have originally when we got started. We did a code analysis on the plumbing, and with the amount of public space we needed to add some additional restrooms. Before, there was just this one single occupant restroom inserted.
So that wall you're talking about, temporary wall,
yeah,
that would be to create a room like this if we needed, if somebody else wanted to rent an area or a space, or if we needed it for an event.
Events and training, mostly trainings, things like that, meetings, trainings, so a bigger space. So we put up, we got the idea actually from AGC. So they have a partition that they're closing off a giant space. And so it's just a partition that goes into the wall, and you pull it out. And it is soundproof too, partly.
Well, yeah, soundproof.
That's just to seal off the data and all
correct.
That stuff.
Yes, okay. That is correct.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Yeah,
that was new. I didn't know.
And it tucks away into a little pocket
I see
there.
Yeah.
Storage room. So we had to add some additional restrooms in order to keep the staff restrooms separate from the public restrooms and meet the code requirements for the number of fixtures.
How many restrooms did we add?
So you see in the bottom right hand corner, there's a men's and women's.
Okay.
There was previously just a one single occupant restroom. So we added three fixtures, you know, two toilets and one urinal.
Okay.
And we added a drinking fountain down there as well.
And that was per county request based on?
No, that's just per the, for California Building Code.
Okay, yeah.
Do the number of occupants.
I was gonna say it's based on potential occupants.
Yeah. In the public space, right? So it's a assembly occupancy.
Actually, I'm gonna come down and take a look.
Should have brought a
same one, but it's gonna be easier for me not to stand right in front of the screen. Go ahead.
Okay, we also added a nursing mother's room dedicated, just to make it easier rather than having to have an open office that's ready for that, because that's another code requirement, that there's space provided for moms that are nursing or pumping. So with all of this, we were able to, the design of the building was completed sufficient for us to be able to provide a firm fixed fee proposal. So that's what we have sent over.
The bulletproofing and safe room, is that, where's that? What is that?
I personally left that slide out because it's a security issue, so we can talk a little bit more offline.
Offline about
that.
Bulletproofing
and safe room. So this would be the safe room. It's our conference room.
Okay.
And so, and then here's another area that is protected as well. So, and it's more of a window space for customers that come in to pay their bills.
So that's just a safety
thing
that we're
doing. Feature, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we got the 10-foot ceilings, I see.
Yeah.
That's good.
I knew that would be in the boardroom. There's 10-foot ceilings. The rest of the building will have 8'6".
That's fine.
So that'll be nice high ceilings. There's a sprinkler system included due to the number of occupants and for safety. And currently we are in process with the factory shop drawings that will be submitted to HCD at the state for approval for construction. And those will be complete on December 12th. And after we review and provide any feedback or changes that need to be made, then those will be submitted to the state for approval. Once we have that, which should probably take 4 to 6 weeks for the state review, then at that point we could construct from those drawings. On the next slide, we're just showing the flooring. We have carpet tile throughout all the areas that you see are white. The pink is luxury vinyl plank, and the yellow is ceramic tile floors in all the restrooms. Then in the IT room, there's static dissipated vinyl tile in the IT room. We also have on the next slide some more security items, and that would be the electronic access. So any access into the office space will be via electronic key card in order to monitor access. Same for the IT room, the file room, and the briefing room. It will be able to be tracked and who was able to enter those spaces.
And just out of curiosity, I'm assuming these are like requirements for us being government agencies with water, wastewater, it's security to make sure that nothing goes astray, correct?
Well, it's not a water wastewater site, but
it's a general office.
It's to protect all the employees that are within the office building that work there on a daily.
Okay.
So.
All right, on the next slide, just showing the elevations that we developed. The colors are not set in stone, but it's just for the presentation.
It'll be standing seam?
Yeah.
Okay.
24-gauge metal roof.
Good. Looks good.
And it's 100-year?
Sorry?
Like 100-year life?
Standing seam? Yeah.
I don't know what the
warranty is.
It's probably it's rated at 50, but it'll last forever.
I can. We've provided samples, and I get the submittal information, which shows a full life warranty.
fits so well in the community because it's like it's very similar to what they have across the street in Sandy Cove.
It looks really good. I like that color scheme.
I'll get the roof material warranty information for you.
Thank you.
We have 3-coat stucco with integral color and a stone wainscot for all the front facing parts of the building towards the front. About half of the building has the wainscot at the bottom. And yeah, the colors, obviously this can be determined later. We put together a couple of color schemes. And
So it's all stucco with some extruded aluminum highlights to break it up and make it a little more.
Yeah, those reveals. Yeah.
Reveals, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Those are an extruded aluminum that just kind of breaks it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And the color scheme is going to be decided by.
And it's good masonry across the front, it looks. Is that the front or the top? Yeah.
The top is the front.
A little bit of masonry there at the front to give it some character.
Yeah.
It's just not a block.
Right.
And the front is the west facing, so we'll apply some reflective the film onto the doors and windows there as well. As a standard, all the glass is very energy efficient per the California code requirements, but for privacy and more security, we'll apply a mirror finish on the front facing glazing. On the next slide, just to show, we have some furniture design that we've put together, and the next two slides show a couple example rooms, what those look like. The furniture color is still to be determined, of course, but just to show you the type of materials or the type of chairs, and it's all the furniture is like all the casework type furniture is laminate.
Very basic, very simple, very,
FFI, but we don't want to go with real oak and all that kind of stuff.
But
it still has to be comfortable and aesthetically pleasing.
I think the chairs look like they kind of similar to the chairs you are currently sitting in.
Yep. You just bring that podium over there, right?
Do that.
I'm just kidding. We need some of the light wire.
Still needs to be affordable. So the next one would be in that area. It shows, this is just one example. Didn't want to go through every single room tonight, but just the conference room.
That looks good.
Very comprehensive. Thank you.
Yeah.
On the left, and the next slide is just the rendering. So, if there's any other questions on that part,
that looks so bleak. I'm trying to envision it with landscaping. That looks like it's in the middle of Indio or something. Not really.
That's what it looks
like. But I think it matches like.
Well, I think it's going to be
around us already, right? So
I think it's really cool that you guys are able to do this with a modular.
I agree.
Building and give it that
we wanted to show the 3D rendering. Yeah, doesn't have all the landscaping, but it at least gives us a better sense versus the two-dimensional elevations. And this is not this doesn't let anybody know this was a modular building. It's just off-site construction.
It looks great.
It does. No, and they did a good job. I wanted to flow with what we have in the script.
And you're comfortable with, you've been involved in all of it, but you're comfortable with the levels and the coloring and everything else, correct? Perfect.
Yep.
So the next thing was just a kind of a cost overview. I don't know how, stop me if any of this is getting into details that you don't really want to discuss tonight, but in the previous budget discussions that we had at the top, we had our design agreement, which is about $450,000, and We estimated $4 million for the building, $2.5 million for the site. So a total of $7 million of costs coming from our contract. So there were some new items that came up as we were designing, going through this early phase of the design, and the bulletproofing and operable partitions, the added restrooms, the furniture, we hadn't factored up that in. Those things all came in at about $300,000, and that with some of the demo work, our building proposal still came in under the $4 million.
So would $300,000 and the $308,000 are included in the $4 million?
No, the $308,000 was not part of the building.
Okay. So $308,000 is an add.
$308,000 is an add, yes. And you could add it to
the building. $3,994.
I would have included that within the $2.5 million that we.
Oh, you think that's included? That's in that $2.5 million site.
The site work. Yes.
Okay. So,
but we had the only reason why that number is there is because we had enough information to be able to give you a firm quote on it. Anything that I was able to provide,
get a number for,
we presented that.
Sir, the back table has all extra agendas for you.
Okay, so we still need to get some numbers on the site work and stuff. Those aren't. The 2.5 mil is still an estimate at this point.
That's correct, because we have the preliminary site planned, but we don't have the complete civil utility drawings yet.
But that estimate includes what we saw in the renderings with regards to
the amount,
parking,
yes,
space, EV. All that stuff's included in that estimate.
Yes.
Okay.
So we would feel comfortable putting that as the upper boundary of our
on estimate.
But you feel comfortable with that?
I say we would say expected two to 2.5 million for the site. We would put with the information.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that far off.
Do I hear like a 1.75?
We'll leave your parking space out.
I don't need a parking space. I'm good. I'm going to ride with him.
Because we haven't been able to complete the utility design yet, that's why I don't want to be too optimistic, or I don't want to come in high later.
Okay.
So based on what we have now, the design of the hardscapes and landscaping we've put together so far in the foundation and the permitting, $2 million to $2.5 million is a conservative estimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
If I come in at 1.75, then I'll be happy to tell you.
I will give
you
so many high fives. So, in theory, just for our discussion, we estimated for a building $3 million, which may or may have not.
Well, that was like 5 years ago.
Agreed, but
longer than that.
But
7 years ago,
But the building cost is $3.994 at this point.
Yeah.
And who knows if we were including site work in that number or not, right?
Correct.
So, building wise, we're kind of in that budget. And we're still going to have to do site work no matter what we do.
Correct.
Correct.
Right. I would, it's hard to correlate that $3 million to what this budget is, because it really was put in there as a placeholder to initiate the process.
The conversation.
Before you're on the board, yeah.
Yeah.
To initiate the process, Mike put it in when he was gentleman.
Actually, we had it in.
Before then?
Long before that, and then we had one that took it out, and then
we put it back in.
And,
I guess what I'm saying is it's been in there for a really long time.
Yeah.
And the 3.9 is close to that. The site work, no matter what we would have done, would have been more than
Whatever building you're putting there,
whatever
the
$3 million was,
yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I think that that's a good compromise for where we need to be. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think, if we're looking at just general observations, general statements, nothing specific, but general statements as you and I have gone through this process for two years, right? We're half of what we were with ADT.
Correct.
So that was a $14 million project. with site work and everything included, this is about a $7 million project. So I feel we've done what we could with listening to the input from the community to sharpen our pencils, and I'm pleased. I'd be pleased at $3 million, but I'm pleased that it's at $7 million and not at $14
million. I agree with that.
And I'm hoping that will show the public that we listened to the concerns and found an alternative that is going to work very well. There was compromise on both ends. There's compromises in design and function and everything because we're limited by the process, but those are compromises that we were willing to make, staff was willing to make, and the board hopefully will be willing to make.
I appreciate you pointing out the California building code stuff that we had to add, like the restrooms, the EV, because I think that also brings to a point, like if we were to redo this building, we would still have to do those type of things in it, right? So it's added restrooms, $30,000, the EV stuff is not broken out, but I'm just saying, like, if we're looking at stuff overall, those building code things are like small things that were added to this one, and it would be much greater if we wanted to do it here.
It would be at least the same amount of money to rebuild this building as it is to build a new building.
Agreed. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the point.
That's the point. So, I think this looks great.
And we'd lose the community center. It would now be an office building.
And now
we still have a community center.
Correct.
Still got Zumba going on, and we still got art painting kids' faces and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And you gain this room.
Yeah,
and you'll gain this room.
And this goes away.
Yep. And I think the coloring is a good thing to update this coloring at some point, right? Like, I think it'll be very visible.
Should we have next step?
We can.
So, just so this committee is aware.
Before you do that, do we want to talk about the
board? What's that?
The boardroom stuff first.
I think it's fine the way it is. I don't think it needs that discussion.
Done.
I think that I would like to review what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks, because this is going to be coming to the regular board. I want to make sure that we understand what's being brought forward so we can have our recommendation. So let's just talk about that real briefly. What is this same presentation going to be given to the board in 2 weeks, or is there going to be something added to this presentation?
There'll be two things added to this presentation.
Okay.
One is this presentation is this presentation. We'll be bringing this forward. So there are too many adjustments. We've been working on this design and all of this for a very long time.
It looks pretty thorough, yeah.
Yeah. The thing we're going to be bringing forward is the CEQA determination.
Okay.
And then we'll also be bringing forward a construction manager. So
will
be the first decision. We'll probably do CEQA to make sure we have that determination. That would drive the decision for this building.
Okay.
And then what's decided on this building, then we'll then determine if we're going to hire a construction manager or not.
Have we submitted the CEQA?
Yes, they're working on it already.
That's a exemption, right? CEQA exemption.
She's trying to get the exemption for us.
Okay.
That's what they're trying to do. Otherwise, then they're working on that.
Will that affect the costs if it's not CEQA exempt?
I don't know the answer to that. And
okay.
I will ask.
That should be something that we would know. We're working on a construction manager opinion now.
So this is what's going to be presented at the December 4th meeting. Is that correct? There's not going to be any changes to it?
I don't believe.
Or any updates to it?
I don't think we're working on any changes to it.
Okay.
If there are any updates, I will highlight those at the next meeting so that you will be aware of what's different.
Okay.
Josh, you're going to be doing this presentation in 2 weeks, correct? Can I call you Josh?
Please do, yes.
Okay. I know your name is Josh, Will, but
I
have
to tell me, yeah.
I asked you that after I've called you that four times.
That's what everybody calls me.
The presentation that you'll be giving in a couple of weeks to the boards, Ashley and I have been on this project for a long time. We don't have as many questions because we've been part of the process. The other three board members have not been part of the process, so expect more questions. Be prepared for more answers from the other board. We probably won't have any because we've had our opportunity. But the other board members have it, and they're going to want to ask questions. And so just, and I would hope that they do, because that means that they're engaged and that they're listening and that they're thinking about it. So I just wanted to let you know that. Other than that,
I have one other question. So
go ahead.
If approved, what does time frame look like?
If we Easter of 25.
Well, hopefully not. If we are able to execute a contract for the building, the time frame for completion of the building at the factory is about 4 to 5 months.
Okay.
Ready to deliver and begin installation. The time frame after that is on site. It's going to be about 4 more months working.
So probably this time next year.
Probably, yes. That would also require that we are able to proceed with the site portion as well, because we need to get
part of that's going to be county approval and some other things that could throw a little bit of monkey wrench here and there.
Yeah, so if we assume on the more optimistic side with the factory that it's like a 4 month process, based on our experience with the Delta Presbyterian project.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
We think it's going to take at least 90 days with the county. So that would give us.
Is that before you can put shovel in ground?
Yeah, to get the permit. Yeah.
Okay.
So that would mean we would be ready to start work on site right around the same time that the building would be coming offline. Hopefully a little earlier so we can.
Yeah, because there's a lot of preliminary work that has to be done, trenching and such.
We dig the pit for the foundation and, pour the foundation. Set before we set the building.
I kind of watched what was going on over there.
It would be better. It would be better for us to have the building done a little ahead of time, so that as soon as the site is ready, we can deliver and begin installing. So that we don't ever want the site to be waiting, just to stop while we're waiting for the building to be done.
Okay. I have submitted the contract already to legal counsel, so they can at least start
reviewing
it. So that it's not at that point when we approve it, it's kind of already sort of, he's looking at it and making his notes.
Okay.
What he wants to do.
Yeah, that critical path sequencing is kind of fluctuates.
Yeah.
It's kind of fluid, right?
So it's just an estimate, pending any other county issues, site issues.
It's reasonable to think.
Weather issues, stuff like that. Right.
Yeah, we don't anticipate any issues with the site or the county. I mean, the site next door that we worked on, we already did the geotechnical report, so we don't anticipate anything like that getting in the way. The county I don't expect any issues. It's just a matter of how long they take to approve the permit set. So, there's always going to be some back and forth with them asking us to make some changes or corrections. But I think, like what you said, if we begin moving forward soon, this time next year, we should be closing out the project.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's all I have. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to.
Yeah, thank you.
We're excited.
We're
not
sure,
but we're excited. I'm wagging my tail back here.
I'm excited.
All right, so no updates, no discussion, no future agenda items. We will adjourn to the next regular wastewater meeting, which is in 2 weeks, probably, unless it's one of those 3 week months. But anyway, public comment on that, yes.
Thank you. I do have a few things. It's nothing huge, but I think it's kind of in the details. I think Kirk Lawrence, Discovery Point, Discovery Bay. The HVAC system, I couldn't tell what type of HVAC system it was, but it should be heat pump, right? Nowadays, they're like 3 times more efficient. We don't want to go with the old school, just forced air stuff. Anyway, so I would put in a vote for doing that. It's not already being done. Wiring. So I read through it. I didn't see any Cat 6 Ethernet wiring in it. And it's something that's sure that that's going to be part of, you know, it's going to be wired up properly for your computers. The next thing is solar. Where's the solar? So I think every new building is required to have solar, and I didn't see any mention of it anywhere.
I'm going to let you finish.
Okay. You don't have to respond. I'm just throwing out, you know, my feedback as I do. And I think the last thing is, you know, there's a column in here that says, you know, what's excluded, and just a little concerned that if you, whether or not if you add all that stuff up, is that $2.5 million? Because there's a lot of stuff that's not covered, including, you know, landscaping and everything like that. And I'm not sure if site work equals landscaping plus concrete pathways and all that kind of stuff, which can add up to a lot of money. Anyways, I just throw that out there. Just does that add up? $2.5 million? Everything excluded? Good?
Thank you.
Sure.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, I will.